Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Have you ever heard somebody say this? I'm trying. That's why you never get nothing done, because you're trying. I want to talk about today. Trying gets nothing done. That's what we're going to title this, Faith the Facts. And I'm going to give you scripture here. Start off with James chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verse 22 through 25. But be ye doers of the word. Didn't say triers did it. And not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Why would you deceive your own self? I mean, if anybody going to get hit, you are, because you're deceiving yourself. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. Well, don't you know some men like that? Sure you do. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed, empowered to prosper in his deed. Think about that. See, I don't try to do nothing. I just do it. I made up my mind. Sometimes my body don't want to do it. I say, shut up. You are going to do what I tell you to do. Now, sometimes I get a little slack, you know. I give it a little time. Like this morning, I didn't want to do my exercise, so I didn't. I said, I don't want to go to the studio and sweat. I mean, I take a shower, clean up, you're still sweating for about an hour. So I said, you know, I'm going to give you a break today. So nobody go, thank you. You know, we ain't got to do it. I said, no. After this, we're going back to the house and we're going to put on them shorts, get on that treadmill, and I'm going to beat you silly. And I'm not going to try it. I'm going to do it. You see what I'm saying? Why? Why not? Here's another scripture, James chapter 2, verse 17, 18. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I don't try nothing. When God tells me to do it, I don't go try to do it. That's why so many ministers fail. You know, building a building, they get depressed, discouraged, because they're trying to get this to work. They start beating the bush, and we're going to run out of money. Well, they have what they say. All this you see here, if you ever come to Jesse Plans Ministry, all that you see here has been paid debt-free, total cash. We don't borrow money whatsoever. Well, we saw a scripture in the Bible. Romans says, owe no man anything but the leaven. Now, I'm not being critical of you. I just made a mama. I'm not going. And I beat the, well, let me just finish the story. The bank said, you can't do that. I said, no, the difference between me and you is you can't. Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You know what they did? Rolled their eyes, but they didn't make a dime of interest because we didn't borrow no money. We didn't try. We did. Be ye therefore a doer of the word of God. When I married Kathy, I didn't try. I'll never forget one time I married this couple. And I said, do you take this woman to be your lawful wife? This idiot boy said, I try. I said, what'd you say? He said, I try. I said, go sit your ugly self down. Boy, you don't try this. You do this. See what I'm trying to say? You know, it's like not going to work. You start missing days. Well, you know, I tried. Well, try to stay home for the rest of your life and try. I got business to do. Don't try. Do what God says, and the word will help you in every manner, spiritually, physically, financially. You like to be debt-free? Don't try it. Discipline yourself. Sometimes you got to tell yourself no. And you know what? You'll get out of debt quicker than you got in debt. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, no, no. You can sink yourself in debt so fast, but you can get out quicker if you discipline yourself. Notice it. Why do people lose weight on diets? They don't try them. They get mad. They had enough. That doesn't mean they don't break it sometimes, but they say, finally, enough is enough. Sucker, you get mad at yourself. And then all of a sudden, you get on, and it's a pound down. Oh, Lord. And go on. But then, you know, if you go back to the same way you're doing, moving on up, it goes back up, doesn't it? And it's aggravating. I told that to the Lord one time, because I fought my weight all my life. I said, you know, you said we're wonderfully made. Could you have made our body that if we ate too much, instead of storing it like fat, you just discard it? Wouldn't that be nice? Think about that, man. That would be wonderful. Well, my God, you don't try to do that. You do what you make up your mind to do. And you have been given the mind of Christ. So you quit trying and you do. Be ye therefore a doer of the word. And you'll never deceive yourself. And you'll have what you say, because God said you could have what you say. Faith that fact, and watch what God will do in your life today. See you next week.